I'm joined once again by Dr. Anka Dabir, where we are on the Digital Dilemma series. Dr. Anka Dabir is the co-author of the book Digital Dilemma and has a PhD and is one of these phenomenal people that has a heart for people, especially for our youth, our young children. Today, we're going to be talking about something that might be brand new to you. You've never heard about this, or something that you've recently heard of. I mean, let me just give you a bit of an idea. Google is panicking about this AI. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning, Brigitte, and good morning, listeners. It's really good to be back.
Anka, let's talk about AI. Let's paint the picture. What is AI? A lot of us know exactly what it is. Other people, it's new to them.
So just in short, AI is a computer who can think like a human and have basically human intelligence and human qualities, to the point actually where we can replace human beings with computers.
Simple. That is what it is. So we've painted the picture. We are talking AI. And now there is something called a chat bot. Like, you might have heard this name, ChatGPT. What is ChatGPT? Why is Google so worried about this?
Yes, so this is the new buzzword, ChatGPT. So November of 2022, a San Francisco-based company called OpenAI launched ChatGPT. So yeah, let me try to explain. So for example, say you want to do research on a topic. Let's take the matrix of this year. They are doing Macbeth, for example. So now the teacher will give them an assignment, say, write me a 2-page summary on Macbeth. So what they will do normally is we will go to Google and we will put in Macbeth in the Google search box. And within a couple of seconds, you will get roughly about, 2 million or 3 million articles, websites, pages, teachers, comments, a lot. And then you as a researcher or you as a student will have to go through every single one, and you know it takes time. For example, if I have to write an article or somebody asks me to write an article, I will tell them, listen, give me a month, because this is how long research normally is taking for you to gather the information, sift through it, and then write something. But now, with ChatGPT, the chatbot, you can say to ChatGPT, I am a matriculant. I have to write a 2-page article or summary on Macbeth. And within seconds, that chatbot will search automatically through that 3 million pages of Google and will write you on your level as a matriculant a 2-page summary on Macbeth. And you can hand it in and nobody will be able to tell that this is not your work.
Interesting. Interesting. My question here is, would the same article be written for the next person that puts in the same request in ChatGPT?
No.
So is there a possibility that you'd have two articles that are exactly the same, or will it be different?
It will definitely be different, because the computer or the chatbot is only a computer. So that is the amazing part. It is still a computer. So it only functions on what you put in. So if you put in a different question, or if you just phrase the question a little bit different, the output will also be different. But what students can do is they can use that same article, for example, that ChatGPT have written, and they can put it into the chatbot and say, all right, rewrite this for me so it will not be plagiarism. So it can do that. The capabilities of this chatbot is absolutely, actually, it's amazing, but it is scary in the same time. So with regards to creative writing now, people is really, really panicking. Principals, teachers, universities, they are they are just, you know, holding their hands up and asking, what now? What now? And what will the future of this be? Because for something like creative writing, will creative writing become outdated? So this is the question now. And the amazing thing that we as humans have, which no other species have, is we have language. And for language, we need writing and be creative with our language. And this machine allows us not to think, not to be creative, saves yourself a massive amount of time, and it's good. The work that it is doing is really, really excellent. So, for example, it just passed the final exam of the MBA degree in a couple of minutes. So, yeah, what about the future of studying online, doing assignments online? There's a lot of questions about this.
And also future jobs.
Yes.
That's going to change.
Yeah, so they reckon. So just to go back again to ChatGPT, the thing that is scary. So for now, the app is for free, and in the beginning, when it gained popularity early in December and January, there was about 1 million new subscribers to the app every single day, where within a couple of days it had 10 million subscribers. Now, if you take the second famous application now is TikTok, and it took TikTok 9 months to get there. 9 months, and it took chatbot or ChatGPT couple of days, and it is there. So it's really exploding. So yes, we are now saying, yeah, certain jobs that does not have human contact, for example, content writers, graphic designers, because this chatbot can design a logo for you. It can design a name for your business. It can think with you. It can plan your marketing strategy. So people like salespeople, they reckon that these jobs will become outdated very, very soon, because this machine will be able to do your job well.
It's so important that we understand about this, because we are human beings, and it's like saying that you're taking the human element out of everyday life.
Yes. So this is, like I said, the machine is amazing and the capabilities of ChatGPT, but the scary part is what will the consequences be of this? And if your foundation is not solid, if you do not understand what it means to be created in the image and likeness of God, if your worldview is not based in the Word of God, and you are 100% sure of your worldview and what you believe and in whom you believe, if you do not understand that wisdom starts with God, God is wisdom, then you will have a problem. Because they say that the impact of ChatGPT on mankind is similar to the impact of Hiroshima. Once Hiroshima exploded, it's over. And only in later years we saw the consequences of that explosion. And they reckon that ChatGPT will be the same. This thing now is out there. It can never be taken back. And yes, we have a question of how will it influence morality? What is the influence on you ethically? So teachers, for example, they will have to go back to basics again by teaching children integrity, teaching children to be ethical in class. But not everybody is there. And I have to be honest, if I was a matriculant and I need to hand in a paper on Macbeth because I hated Macbeth and I had the option of doing a paper like this, I must be honest, I wonder what I would have done if the temptation is there to steal. So yes, there's a lot of questions about it, and unfortunately, as of now, the plagiarism software is not up to date where it can detect a chatbot. So I've listened to an interview that the designer of ChatGPT had a couple of days ago, and he said that they are planning on incorporating a watermark in the text generated by ChatGPT so that plagiarism websites or plagiarism software will pick up on it. But I've read on what Turnitin said. Now, Turnitin is probably the biggest plagiarism software that is used worldwide in universities and everywhere. And as for now, they say that we don't know. We have to trust the integrity of people. So there is now an Israeli software company that said that it can detect ChatGPT content, but it is not widely available as of now. So you can write a book with ChatGPT, you can do your master's degree, you can write poems, you can compose, you can code. This ChatGPT can do code. A friend of mine the other day said that he was struggling with a code that was not right, and he copied and pasted the code into ChatGPT and asked this machine to fix the code. And within seconds, it fixed the code. So it can literally do everything. And the graphic design part, and I actually just wanna motivate the listeners and say, go and check it out for yourself. You know, it is really amazing. And I think if we can incorporate it in our life with boundaries, it will help. It will, but our integrity will be tested as well.
Dr. Anke de Beer, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us about AI, about chatbot, about specifically ChatGPT. Most interesting, and appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Brigitte, and thank you for inviting me again.